I believe a healthy mind creates a healthy life. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa, the creator of the Healthy Hustlers podcast and mama who is obsessed with self-development and personal growth. After several years of climbing the never-ending corporate ladder, I waved goodbye to a job title and salary I once thought defined my success and embarked on a life full of good health, wholesome conversations, nourishing relationships, and a career that fueled my soul. With an aim to help positively change the way you think one healthy conversation at a time, during these solo episodes, I'll share stories, insights, and practical tips and tools that I hope inspire you to shine bright through positive thinking, gratitude, manifestation, spirituality, and powerful mindset practices. If you want to remove limiting beliefs, have the confidence to embrace fear, and know that you are wildly capable of achieving your wildest dreams, then buckle up because you are in exactly the right place. This episode of The Healthy Hustlers is proudly brought to you by Pure Harvest's new range of delicious nut milks. Available in 3 dairy-free flavors, Nut Bliss, Lush Almond, and Creamy Cashew, you'll never have to worry about having ordinary milk again. Pure Harvest's new range of no ordinary milks are available at leading independent supermarkets and health food stores Australia-wide. Hello, my fellow hustlers, and welcome to my very, very first solo episode. I'm so happy you're joining me, but I'm not going to lie, I am slightly nervous, if you can't already tell in my voice. This is a whole new area of growth for me, actually, and it is something that has been on my heart for a while, and I'm finally stepping into that fear and going for it. So as I'm sure you know, I have a 18-month-old daughter, little Miss Georgia Florence. And the past 12 months or so have been a huge period of personal growth for me. And so anyone who may have listened to my episode on the Rise and Conquer podcast with Georgie Stevenson would have heard me speak about how motherhood for me personally has been magical, but it's also been this enormous time of growth. And I almost feel like I've been so personally stripped of who I was, you know, going from a corporate, fast-paced environment to then launching my own passion project that's now my full-time business and being, you know, fully in the heart and hustle to then managing or trying to understand motherhood. I think any mum would resonate now. I just feel like I'm so removed from who I was 12 months ago. And in that, a lot of my feelings and my passions have changed a little or have shifted. So this is definitely me stepping out of my comfort zone. It's a beautiful thing. Like, I'm glad that's all happening because I really feel like a new me is being born, a more aligned and an authentic and passionate version of me. And at the moment, I feel incredibly spiritually connected. And I know that that's might be a bit woo-woo to some of you, but I hope you stay with me throughout this and I can take you on that journey because I really don't think spirituality is woo-woo. And I think that we can find a lot of comfort and faith in it in everyday life if you're a mother or not. But for me especially, I'm finding a lot of comfort with it throughout motherhood. And so for me, doing these solo episodes has been a huge calling for so long. Like, I cannot tell you how long I've been wanting to do these, but I just kept ignoring it. And it's funny because I guess right now where I'm at, I almost feel the least confident to do this. However, I guess I set every working day with this in the same way to really set the tone. I actually do a 5 to 10 minute meditation. And I use a guided meditation. At the moment, I'm using Gabby Bernstein's and it's an affirmation building meditation. And then I do a little quick journal. So just kind of whatever comes to me, I write. And then I pull cards. So I actually pull a card from my spirit. It's a goddess deck. And so it's very spiritual. And then now I also have the Happy Thoughts deck by Grounded Minds. So it just sets a nice tone for me for the day, I feel, and really puts me in that positive mindset and allows me to kind of step outside of that really feminine, motherly, nurturing energy and into a bit more of a masculine. And not that I want to be in a masculine energy much right now because I feel like my creativity definitely sets in the feminine, but I need a bit of that balance so that I can kind of hustle and go for it because I've got limited time to work now. So when I actually pulled today's card, it was take a leap of faith. And it said, take a risk and put your heart's true desire into action. So I guess here I am taking a leap of faith and really stepping outside of my comfort zone and into the unknown. And I'm excited. Like I said, I'm nervous, but I think most of all, I'm honestly just so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you for joining me on the journey and for sharing this journey with me. Like, I honestly believe that we are so much stronger together. And the more that we are sharing our vulnerabilities and our knowledge and our lessons, I just think we are so much stronger and better human beings. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm showing up for you all today. And I really hope that you get something out of this. The whole philosophy behind the podcast is to give you healthy mindset shifts, practical tools that you can inject into your life to make your life happier and healthy every single day. So I've been really lucky to connect with so many of you both on Instagram and in the Facebook community for the Healthy Hustlers. And it's funny, something that constantly comes up is that feeling of fear and not doing something because you're fearful of it. So it felt only fitting that today we would talk about comfort zones. It is actually one of my favorite topics, but I guess I'm getting out of my comfort zone and it's something that I'm constantly asked about. So we all have dreams and we all have aspirations, but I truly believe that the first step in achieving them is to get outside of our comfort zone, which is why I'm so passionate about, you know, positive mindset shifts and practices. And I really hope that these solo episodes will kind of give you that fresh perspective on these topics, because I want you to know whatever you desire or whatever you dream of in your life, like, you are so wildly capable of achieving that. And that's not just from a business perspective. Like, that can be from your relationship. Like, if you want a wholesome, happy, nurturing relationship, if you want to move to another state or another country or, you know, whatever it might be, if you want to further your career and get up the ladder, you are so wildly capable of achieving any of those sort of things. So I personally believe the first mindset shift we need to make to take that leap of faith towards our goals is to embrace fear and to move outside of our comfort zone. So our mindset and the story that we tell ourselves, I believe, is honestly the number one barrier for why we're not achieving or having the confidence to go after what we want. So I used to tell myself this story that I wasn't smart enough, and that limiting belief or that story literally came from school. I was not one bit academic at school. I had the worst grades in English. I did not do well in year 12 at all. I was all there for the drama. I loved health and drama. They were the only subjects that I did well in. And so I really told myself this story of how could I possibly start a podcast or an online platform when I had such terrible grammar? I often pronounce words incorrectly. And at the end of the day, like, once I actually sat with that, I realized that this was just a story. It was a belief that I had allowed to just completely manifest for far too long. And it became a barrier for allowing me to do what I actually really wanted to do. That feeling of fear, it's just a feeling. Yet as humans, we have this crazy way of almost allowing fear to manifest into something that it isn't. We allow our minds to go on this, like, crazy roller coaster almost of, like, what ifs and buts and, you know, I can't do that. And it ultimately ends up just creating these scenarios or situations in our head that we might not even experience or might not even happen. You know, a great example for me for this is, and I guess throughout these episodes, I will naturally pull on stories myself, because it's why I become passionate about things is reflecting on my own experiences or stories and finding the lessons in them. So I hope you don't mind that I'm doing that. But I actually did a post on this whole concept of our mind associating negative emotions and feelings with things we haven't experienced when I was pregnant with Georgia. So I was 35 weeks pregnant and I was boarding a plane for our first live event, which I did with Georgie Stevenson. And I was heading to Brisbane and, you know, I had 40 kilos of luggage, my husband with me, and I was 35 weeks pregnant. And it was this huge moment where I realized that, like, if you had have told me prior to being pregnant that at 35 weeks, I would ultimately be at the peak of my career and doing the thing that I most wanted, I would have been like, yeah, right. Like, I'll be Netflix and chill on the couch. And, you know, my mind had associated all of these, not necessarily negative, but yeah, like emotions with being pregnant that didn't even end up happening. You know, the reality was I actually felt the best that I had my whole pregnancy at 35 weeks. And so, you know, I think that we can ultimately let those things or those associations manifest into something that they might not ever eventuate into being. The thing is that fear doesn't exist inside our comfort zone. And unfortunately, I guess that's why so many of us do end up getting trapped there. And I say trapped because comfort zones are exactly what their name entails. They're comfortable. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but magic does not happen in your comfort zone. The magic, that is lying just patiently waiting outside of your comfort zone when you embrace that fear and you step into the unknown. And let me tell you, it is the most magical feeling when you actually do embrace it. So I actually grew up in quite a small town, which I loved. And I want to say this with so much love because I'm about to move to another small town. But for me, growing up there and what I realized from a young age is that they can sometimes be comfort zones. Or for me, it was a comfort zone when I was living there. You know, my life was so happy. It was great. I loved it. I knew everyone. You know, my mum was a local hairdresser. She'd been born there and raised there. So, you know, it was a very comfortable, happy place for us to be. But it wasn't until I got out of my comfort zone years later, I moved to Melbourne and then I went and studied overseas and I started to apply for jobs outside of my experience and my expertise. And I really started to reflect on those moments and realize that like doing those things was so scary at the time, like going overseas at 23 to study to a country where I literally knew no one. I got off the plane, I left Ryan at the airport, I got off the plane and I was like, I don't know a single person. I didn't have a mobile phone, nothing. Like it was crazy. But what I realized was like that ended up being such a pivotal part of my life, like my whole life now. And I was really able to learn from that, like how much magic lies, how much confidence I got from doing those sort of things. And so I use that example because the moment that we get outside of it, that is where the magic is. Like that's when we really start, you know, embracing the unknown and feeling so confident and happy in what we're doing. We'll be right back after this healthy break. Are you looking for a healthy non-dairy milk alternative that's made the right way? Then look no further than Pure Harvest. I stopped using ordinary milks many years ago and started using the delicious nut milks from Pure Harvest for my coffees, smoothies, and soups. Since day one, I've chosen Pure Harvest as they are free from preservatives and added sugars and only contain the best and cleanest ingredients. Well, now I'm so excited to let you know that Pure Harvest have extended their range of non-dairy milk with the launch of No Ordinary Milk, which contain three new non-dairy flavours, Nut Bliss, Lush Almond and Creamy Cashew. You'll never have to worry about having ordinary milk again. With no added sugars, preservatives or flavours, Pure Harvest range of No Ordinary Milks use whole organic ingredients to make beverages that taste great and most importantly, make you feel good. Pure Harvest new range of Nom Nut Milks are now available at selected leading independent supermarkets and health food stores Australia-wide. I've personally found that every successful person in the world, like from the books that I've read or the people I've interviewed, I would say that majority of the people in the world who are successful regularly get outside of their comfort zone to chase their dreams. And it's because it's in the action, in the doing, that we slowly become more and more confident with being uncomfortable. I know I shared a quote from my episode with Leah Itsenas, but she said about how fear never goes away. It's just that we get better at managing it. And I honestly could not agree with that more. And I really resonated with it when she said that because fear always exists. Like I said to you at the start of this episode, like I'm really nervous about doing this. This feels like there was fear there for me, which is why I've put it off for so long. But it's just that we get so much better. Like for me, it was like, okay, do a meditation, pull a card, and you'll probably just give you that confidence or that reassurance to go ahead and do it. And then Ironically, that's just the way I believe the universe so beautifully works, is that I pulled the Leap of Faith card. So fear doesn't go away. We become so much better at being able to manage those feelings, and we stop allowing it to manifest into something bigger or something it doesn't need to be. You know, all of a sudden by doing, you know, that fear, it lessens, and the voice fueled with those limiting beliefs just becomes quieter and quieter. And soon you'll almost find that your inner cheerleader comes out and she just starts going like, yeah, babe, like do it. Like you've got this, or, you know, you're amazing. You've already done this. Why can't you do that? You know, that voice becomes so much louder than that fear-based one that sits there. So for me personally, I just constantly remind myself that my dreams, what I desire, my dreams are so, so much more important to me than that feeling of fear. So over time, you start to become more confident because you're taking that action and you're realizing that you're growing and you're evolving as a person. And again, that gives you more confidence to keep getting outside of your comfort zone to experience that magic and those feelings of confidence and pride and accomplishment. You want to sit in those feelings more. So something that I feel is really important in this process is reflecting and creating, giving yourself the time and the space to reflect back and to figure out what your lessons or your learnings were from situations. So for me, the times that I've stepped outside of my comfort zone, every time I'm feeling that fear, I go back to those feelings. I go back to that feeling of overseas and, you know, what that ended up creating in me. I go back to launching the podcast and those feelings that I felt once I'd actually launched. And once I re-evoke those feelings inside my body, it's like it gives me the confidence to go after the next thing, because I know once I embrace that feeling of fear, all of those amazing feelings are sitting on the other side of it. So do make sure that you create time, you give yourself space and time to really reflect on things. You can do this obviously through meditation or through journaling or literally just going through a walk in nature and not having music on. Like just give yourself time to think and your mind to just almost pause and to gather its thoughts. I think it's such an important process in all of this. You know, that's how we continue to evolve and to learn as humans. It's from our experiences and from things that have happened in the past. So something my beautiful friend Georgie Stevenson always talks about is, and she's mentioned this on the podcast before, is that we are given desires or passions from the universe because we are actually fully capable of achieving them. We just need to be able to master our mindset and move through those limiting beliefs to actually take the action. And the action is the number one step, you know, after you've embraced that fear, like you're embracing fear and getting out of your comfort zone to take the action. So someone I actually enjoy following online is Mojo Crow. His name's Ben Crow, and he's actually one of the best mindset and performance coaches probably in the world, I would say. Like he's coached some of the biggest athletes and sporting people. I watched one of his IGTVs a while ago and it said that growth doesn't happen in comfort zones. And if we want to grow as a person, we need to become comfortable with this feeling of being uncomfortable. And that means embracing that fear. So I guess, you know, a question to ask yourself is, do you want to look back in 10 or 20 years and still be in your comfort zone thinking, I wish I had a crack at that? Like, I wish I made my relationship better then and spoke up, or I wish I moved to that place, or I wish I started that business. Like, do you actually want to be sitting there asking yourself those questions? Or do you want to be sitting there being like, hell yeah, I've had a red hot crack. Like, yeah, it might not have all gone to plan, but like, I've showed up, I've given it my all and I've gone after it. Like, I definitely know which way I want to be thinking anyway. So, you know, that's just something for you to consider. But I really do want these episodes to be quick, but I want them to be very thought-provoking and also to give you guys some really practical tips or some tools or exercises that you can take away and that you can really inject into your life. You know, I don't want this to just be me talking to the microphone for the sake of it. I really want these to be conversations that help make positive change in your life. So I am going to leave you with four little takeaways or thought starters for this particular episode. So number one, I would say to focus on adapting a growth mindset instead of a lack mindset. So this means really adapting that mindset or that thought pattern of, I might not know everything right now, but I'm willing to learn as I go. And kind of removing that I can't do something or I'm not good at something, and removing that feeling around perfectionism. Like, that's a huge thing, I think, is that we think that there needs to be the right time or the perfect moment, or we need to be really qualified in something. And that's just not true at all. Like, it's, you can totally learn and grow as you go. And for me, when I started this podcast, I really took the approach of done is better than perfect. And so number two would be knowing that there is no such thing as failure. It is just simply learning. This might sound a bit cliche to you, and it is a little bit cliche, but I think it's cliche for a good reason. And I think the only people that fail are the ones who don't give it a go or who give up. And, you know, by not giving it a go, you're actually failing more. You know, you're failing your heart. You're failing your true callings. Like, whatever you are desiring or dreaming of, like, just know that you are so wildly capable of achieving that. Number three, and I think this is a really big one, is start doing. Just take the action. My friend Amanda Cameron, who spoke at our Melbourne event, she's a beautiful Reiki healer, and she says, feel the fear and do it anyway. And I think the first step is to feel that fear and to take the action. And the action might be small, like don't overthink it. For me, the action for the podcast was getting a notebook and literally writing all of the things that were in my head. I wrote them down and then I put them into a presentation on Canva. Like, that was literally me taking the action. Then, I originally launched this podcast with my friend Amy, which I'm sure all of the OGs will remember, but I sent that presentation to her and said, hey, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think? And she was like, let's do it. The next step for us together was emailing a guest and saying, hey, we've got this idea for a podcast. Would you be interested? And as soon as they said yes, we went and bought equipment. You know, like, don't overcomplicate the action. Just take those little baby steps. And by doing the steps, you're going to get confidence every single time to keep going. And the wheels are in motion and you get excited. You know, if it's moving to another state, like, start listing all the suburbs you'd love to move to and then start looking at real estate in those areas, or getting a Facebook group that might be for that area that you can meet like-minded people. Do those little things that are the action steps towards your dreams. And four, sorry, I'm talking a lot now. I'm almost getting puffed. But four is to stop comparing yourself and almost use other people's success as your motivation that it is truly possible to achieve your dreams. This has been a huge learning for me in 2020 from my beautiful teacher, Gabby Bernstein, who's been a guest on the podcast. And, you know, Gabby, I think she spoke about it on the podcast actually, but she has really taught me to use other people's success as a reflection of what is actually possible. You know, one of the greatest things that I've learned from doing this podcast is no one automatically gets success. It's that they've all started somewhere. They've all stepped into fear, embraced the unknown, and they've started somewhere. So I'm going to finish off with a quote that I love from Boss Babes Inc. And I know that I've referred a lot of this to business, and this quote is business focused, but I guess that's where I'm at right now. That was the biggest step outside of the comfort zone for me at this point in my life, was launching the podcast. But please know, like, this is so relatable to anywhere in your life, like any aspect, you can step outside of your comfort zone. But the quote is by Boss Babes Inc. And it says, no one started with a number one ranking podcast. No one started with 10K engaged community, and no one starts with multiple brand partnerships. The fact is they all started. And the thing with starting is you need to step outside of your comfort zone. So I'd love you guys to take some time today to grab your journal or your notebook and to start getting really honest with yourself about what is holding you back. You know, what story are you telling yourself? What limiting beliefs are you allowing to manifest into something much bigger that is ultimately holding you back from living your absolute best life or what your heart truly desires? So I hope you have enjoyed this first solo episode. I've really enjoyed being here with you on the mics. Like I said earlier, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. I just absolutely adore this community, and I'm so grateful that you're all on the journey with me. If there's any topics in particular that you would like me to dive into, please let me know. You can can hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Madeline Carafa, and I love connecting with you guys and talking to you. So thank you for everyone who is already following along. And if you'd like to keep up to date with the podcast, you can follow at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram. I'll be back next week with the first official guest episode of the season. I'm so, so excited. The season will be starting with a 4-part series called Dear Future Self. And this is all based on giving you the practical tools and tips to really embody your future self. So I've got two beautiful coaches, Amy Bett and Olivia Jenkins, both who I've worked with, coming on the show, as well as Steph Pays from Just Another Mummy blog. She'll be talking all things organization. And beautiful Georgie Stevenson will be on talking about manifestation and really creating that dream life. So I'm so excited for those episodes, and I'm so excited to keep sharing with you. I need to get off this microphone because this is going way too long. But yeah, thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed the episode, I'd be so grateful if you left a review. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow at The Healthy Hustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.